WDLW, Lorraine.
Bueno, mi gente, en el día de hoy tengo a una señorita que viene, ella es the artistic director, directora de un grupo de baile que se llama Move It, a Move It Dance Project, right? Y el nombre de ella es Alisa Smith. Good afternoon, Alisa.
Good afternoon.
Well, you know, I saw you on the 30th, which was at the Lorraine Arts Council and your group, and I tell you what, it was incredible, and you're a wonderful dancer also. So listen, let's Move It On Dance, or Move It Dance Group.
Right? Yes, Move It Dance Project.
Move It Dance Project. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, you know, you have to excuse me. My writing is horrible. But tell us a little bit about Move It Dance Project.
Well, first, I'd like to say thank you, Pepe, for inviting me to come on your show today. And thank you for the wonderful remarks regarding myself and the students that you saw at the art walk. We Move It Dance Project is a partnership of sisters, myself and my sister, Angela Magat. We grew up dancing, and we wanted to do this project to give back to some of the young kids of the community what we receive. Dance is a wonderful form of exercise. It's a great place to learn teamwork, and the discipline really helps you in life just to be a better, more organized person. And so Move It Dance Project, we are at the Boys and Girls Club of Lorraine County. Our classes are held at Lowell Community Center, 3200 Clinton Avenue. We meet on Saturdays from 9:30 until 5 p.m. We teach dance to ages 4 to 14. We have pre-ballet, pre-tap, personality singing for our pre-dance students. Personality singing, you say? What do I mean by that?
Yes, what is that?
Yeah. Well, that's just kind of a find your voice kind of program for our little ones, the 4 and 5 and 6 year olds. They learn songs kind of like the old time, the Shirley Temple or like a Broadway style where you get to just kind of sing out your expression and dance at the same time. And
that all works it together with the dancing and everything.
Yes, you know, it really helps them build their self-confidence.
Right, exactly. You know, and now Move It Dance Project. Now, is that something that was created here in Lorraine, or did you come in from a different location?
Well, actually, the owners come from a different location. Our mom, she founded Artistry in Motion Dance School. It's from Michigan. And my sister and I, just in an effort to relive and to share what my mom used to do, we decided to find Move It Dance Project. We were inspired by Michelle Obama, First Lady, Let's Move campaign. So, you know, she's got that Let's Move campaign. It's really exciting. And we wanted to get kids moving in a fun way. There's a problem with obesity. And a lot of the things that we do, our classes, 77% of our class time is devoted to actual physical movement. So we teach the students, you know, they see all these exciting moves on television and they want to do them. A lot of kids are just naturally great dancers, but not everybody. Some kids want to dance, but they don't know what to do or they're really shy. So our program really gives all kids a voice and a way to learn structured and progressive dance classes. So we have the jazz, hip hop. We teach tap dancing, ballet, and lyrical.
And you know, one of the most, attributes to this is the fact that these young adults, they get an opportunity to learn the right way, how to enter into life, society, you know, and how to associate with other people. You had a little four-year-old there dancing, and she was incredible.
Yes, little Jasmine. She just has those big stars in her eyes, and she looks at the older girls who are like big sisters to her.
Sure.
And she just lights up the stage when she gets on. And this is just a good way we give all the kids performing opportunities. We believe for the kids to get out there and learn by doing is really the best way. So we give them chances to get on that stage.
Right. You know, and one of the things, I've been in the music field for over 40 some years, and it also gives them an opportunity to learn how to communicate with people, communicate, you know, in not only at work, you know, how to get along, and how to, you know, move forward in life in a right structured way instead of, you know, not having anything to do, and they're looking for something to do, and sometimes they run into the wrong path, you know.
Yeah, and the thing, the discipline portion, you know, when we have, you saw this because you were there, whenever we do have a performance, they have to come like 2 hours early so they can prepare. They learn just the importance of arriving early. You know, you and I know that in life, success sometimes is being the one to show up prepared.
Sure, that's right.
And so just having those lessons that they can learn just through their experiences.
Right. Now, in I saw a portion of your show, you had TAP. Now, is TAP a really important a method there of your school?
Absolutely. TAP is very important because it teaches the students rhythm and timing. It develops their ear. Mm-hmm. It's counting, phrasing, and it's also a lot of fun. And they make sounds, and it's very exciting to kids of all ages to be able to sort of play an instrument with their feet.
Sure. Well, you know, when I was a kid, they used to sell the little cleats, you know, that you used to put on your shoes, you know. I don't know if you remember those days, but they had little cleats, they called them, and they were like little tiny metal, and then you would nail them to your shoe. And I tried my hand at tapping a couple of times. Just didn't work, you know.
One of my favorite tap dancers is Gregory Hines. He's just a total entertainer. I really liked how he expressed himself. Like you said, dance gives you another way to express himself. He was a total entertainer. So tap is very important to our students. And it's a part of our program, even for the little four-year-olds.
That's right. Well, you know, estamos hablando con Alicia Smith. Ella es una directora de baile con un grupo que se titula Move It Dance Project. Y ella quiere que, ¿sabes? Si usted tiene un jovencito que le gustaría bailar o que quería enseñarle cómo bailar, ellos hacen diferentes formas de baile. Y también sobre las diferentes músicas, también ellos tienen un grupo de maestros que son profesionales y fueron educados en su colegio para este arte. So, el número de ellos es 440-258-6216. Otra vez, 440-258-6216. Pueden llamar y preguntar por Alicia Smith y ella le da toda la información que ustedes necesitan. Y esto no es para, ¿sabe? Now, can adults also join in your group or you have a age limit?
Right now, currently, our class is for ages 4 to 14. Okay. We look forward to having adult classes. So if there are any adults listening that would like to participate in dance at Move It, please call us at 440-258-6216. We would definitely begin a waiting list. We'd love to start an adult class.
That's right. Well, we're going to take a little short pause. Vamos con una pausa y volvemos para atrás. Vamos a hablar otra vez un poquito con Alisa y entonces seguimos la música de nosotros. Seguro que sí, llegaste tú aquí en la 1380, Tu Sabor Latino con José Pepe Rivera. Seguro todos los domingos de 3 hasta las 5 de la tarde, entonces me llega el Pachá, seguro que sí. De 5 a las 8, entonces de 8 hasta las 10:30 de la noche, presidente, el hijo del mago, don Antonio Barrio, seguro que sí. Bueno, estamos hablando con una señorita, Alicia Smith, ella es the artistic director de Move It Dance Project, aquí en Lorain, y ellos están ahora localizados allá en la Low Academy, en la Clinton Avenue, en el sur de Lorain. Y el número de ella donde se pueden comunicar es el 440-258-6216. Y ella tiene un grupo de baile para muchachos en la edad de 4 a 14 años. Pero esto es para enseñarle a los jóvenes cómo bailar. Y también tienen clases de cantar. Tienen clases de donde ellos bailan con zapatos esos de taco, ¿verdad? Y esto es para toda la comunidad. Cualquier padre que tenga un hijo o una hijita y quieren que ella aprenda un arte diferente o un arte nuevo, Move It Dance Project es el sitio donde ustedes pueden darle la oportunidad. You know, Alicia, I'm kind of like iterating on what we had said a little earlier and inviting all the parents, you know, from the age of 4 to 14. Is that right? And you, well, on our break, you were mentioning a few great topics. Can you go ahead and...
Oh, yes. I was saying you'd ask me about, was tap important to us? And one thing I wanted to mention is we actually celebrate National Tap Dance Day. It's in honor of Bill Bojangles Robinson's birthday. And we celebrate that on or near May 25th every year. And we want to just really thank Soul to Soul. They're an organization that donated tap shoes to our students last year, which was really important because it's an expensive piece of equipment, I guess like a football outfit, but our dancers need their equipment too. And we appreciate that. We also want to thank the Boys and Girls Club of Lorain County, who is a big supporter of our program. They're actually sponsoring students to attend our program through scholarship. And we also want to say if there's anyone who would like to give back to the community in a tangible way, you can sponsor a dancer. I mean, what one dance season can do to change the life of one of these students from Lorain County is huge. When they get to that point where they have to make a decision, they will have built enough self-confidence, hopefully, and they've seen another way, another opportunity to know, you know, I'm not going to go that way.
That's right.
These are the things I want to do with my life.
And, you know, and it doesn't have to be $1 million, you know. Whatever you can afford.
Whatever you can afford.
You know, that's going to help immensely, you know, and it's tremendous, you know, to see a 4 to 14-year-old child grab a new art.
Yes.
You know, because, you know, like I said, I still remember her very vividly, this little 4-year-old girl. And, I mean, she was so exciting. And she, you know, her attitude. And, you know, she's going to grow up to be a beautiful young lady.
Yes,
you know?
She is. Absolutely. So, again, if you just tuned in, this is Move It Dance Project. We teach dance, ballet, tap, jazz, hip-hop, and lyrical. We do praise dancing. The students go out into the community and they perform. The big thing is that they are taught and groomed to go out by themselves. For them to have the confidence to go out in front of an audience of 10, 50, or 500 and to just express themselves. Yes. Through dance.
Uh-huh.
These are our future leaders. You can support us by liking us on Facebook or going to our website at www.moveitdance.org.
Okay, and let's give the phone number one more time.
Okay, 440-258-6216.
Eso es 440-258-6216. Y si ustedes están interesados para darle un arte nuevo a una a un jovencito, una jovencita de ustedes, o quieren hacer un ¿cómo dice? Un sponsor de uno de los muchachos, ustedes pueden hacerlo también, porque ellos necesitan toda la ayuda que usted puede darle. Alicia, I want to thank you so much for coming and joining me here on this afternoon program, Sabor Latino.
Thank you for having me.
It's been very interesting, and you know, and I wish you guys the best of luck. You and your sisters also.
Yes,
thank you. And all your directors and all your teachers. You know, God bless them. I got a lot of prayers out for them.
Thank you.
It's wonderful to see that. So miren, mi gente, no se vayan a olvidar. Eso es Move It Dance Project. Y la directora es Alicia Smith. Thank you very much. Muchas gracias.
You're welcome.
All right, aquí estamos en la WDLW, la 1380, Tu Sabor Latino, con José Pepe Rivera. No se me mande ahí, que volvemos en breve.